Dear sisters, dear brothers in Christ Jesus, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. I'm happy to be here again, and I don't know how it was for you this morning. I cycled through the green and I just enjoyed the spring and the bright daylight, and maybe you have afterwards also a bit of time to enjoy bright daylight. Also, the sun is still hiding. And to prepare yourself, because our text for today, maybe you have noticed it already, they are night texts. The Gospel of John 20 starts in the time of late evening, when the disciples of Jesus have locked the door up, locked themselves up in fear after the traumatic experience of Christ's death. And the preaching text for today from Genesis 32 lasts the whole night until early morning. I assume we all know different kinds of night experiences. When we have lived through the darkness of the night, the experience of sleepless hours, hours after hour, I lie awake, the night stretches endlessly, armies of worries descend on me, I'm defenseless from the flood of my feelings, shadows settle over my thoughts and my soul, and small problems, they grow big and circle around and around. The night has many faces. It's a time of danger, of fear and nightmares, but it's as well a moment of transformation. We just heard it in Genesis 32. A moment of a deep encounter with God and with the Holy Spirit, who wants us to live. And as an old church hymn sings, the middle of the night, when you really feel helpless and powerless, the middle of the night is the beginning of a new day. So let us, in the middle of this day, of this Sunday, give these two biblical night texts some more and closer look and what they might want to tell us for today. And as we live in Easter times and even the cross is with green, we can do so with the perspective and the light of Easter, the light of Easter that shines in and through all darkness. And I start with the Gospel of John. So in the rhythm of the church here, we are just going back 1 week. Probably it happened in John 20 on Easter Sunday. And what is the situation? The disciples are devastated and without orientation. Jesus, their teacher, their master, their friend, the example of God's grace and nearness, is dead. It's like the ground pulled away from under your feet. And they are frightened. And they fear for their lives as well. They lock themselves, and probably their mind, their soul and body was like frozen and blocked. No comfort, no help in sight. And then comes Jesus out of the blue. He comes and greets them. Peace be with you. And because we as humans, especially when we are blocked, we don't need just words or something for the mind, but we need also the senses and the body. Jesus shows them as a sign his wounds of the past. And immediately they can release all their fears, and as it is written, they are overjoyed. And right away they receive from Jesus another strong sign. The past is gone. Now it's the present and the future. And he, as it is written, breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus enables them, and I think I can say as well, enables each Easter again, also us as humble believers and disciples of Jesus, he enables them and us to open up again from fear to hope, from circling just around and around of often toxic thoughts to hope and to have a clear sight and to see the others as well. And then Jesus even goes one step further. He entrusts his disciples with the gift of forgiveness, to forgive oneself and forgive others as well. And he empowers them and us to discern, which is probably one of the most difficult human tasks, what can be forgiven and what may be not forgiven as well on a human level. So this text is for me like a vademecum, like something to remember, especially in night experiences. Jesus wants to come to us, even through our locked doors, and he sends us peace. He provides us with the gift, the boon of the Holy Spirit. Or as it is sung in Psalm 30, after an evening of tears comes a morning full of rejoicing. Yes, every morning there is a breath of resurrection. So what about to start every day with that thought and experiences? Every morning is also, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer pointed it out once, every morning is a new beginning. These thoughts are quite fitting for the name of our Sunday today. It's called Quasi-Modogenity. It is Latin for like the newborn babies. And in the old church, Easter time was the time of baptism. And as Christians, we are also really newborns. And we can each Easter, and actually every Sunday, can start from the beginning and see the world with new eyes, with God's caring and forgiving eyes. And we can and should start to learn new and trust again new, to forgive and to be guided by the Spirit. Our second night text adds another perspective. Probably you know the scene from the story of Jacob. It's also, and quite often and since centuries, depicted in drawings and paintings. Human one is wrestling with God. The scene in Genesis 32 starts again with the experiences of loneliness and being exposed. The later so-called Erzvater, the patriarch Jacob, is in this first book of the Bible in a difficult situation. He has betrayed his older brother Esau to get the blessing of his father. And he has to live with this guilt. And somehow he knows that God has chosen him to do good and to fulfill God's commandments. So after some years, he tries to prepare for the first time for the encounter with his brother. For that, he has to cross a river. It's like a separating line. And he sends his families, he sends all his possessions, and remains stripped of every safety. He's alone. And then someone fights with him. And there are many different psychological and theological scientific possible interpretations for that scene. Who was this someone? Who was this man? One meaning is he's fighting with his own divine side inside him. Others say he's fighting with his own dark shadow. However, he has a very deep experience. He fights with God. And he's not giving up. He's not resigning. He remains standing. He wants to survive and to live. In the end, he has changed. And he gets the blessing, this time for real. So Jacob is, I think, also an example for us today, especially in guilt-ridden times or in fear-ridden times to cling to God even if it's difficult, not to let him go, to expect something from God, and to trust that God fills us again with the breath of the Holy Spirit and brings back hope and joy. Through the centuries, many Christians have experienced these dark nights. One is also Martin Luther. He had again and again these night experiences, these dark nights. He called them Anfechtungen, trial. There were moments in his written about it quite often that even the deep faith of Martin Luther failed. He fell into a deep crisis, and the relationship with God was experienced as dry, as empty and dark. But again and again he was reminding himself of all the other night experiences in the Bible and of all the people before him, the witnesses who went through these kind of crises and came through them, overcame them by integrating weakness and clinging to God. So for Martin Luther, and I think for us as well, it was like a resurrection again and again in the morning. And he understood God is not a God to fear, it's not a God but also to admire or to worship. God wrestles with us and for us. Our world today is full of fears. There are so many fears in each and every one. And there are many fears concerning the future of our earth, about the climate crisis, but also about war and injustice, that mankind repeats the errors of the past again and again. The celebration of Easter, of resurrection, means that we can overcome, and Jesus showed it to us, we can overcome the power of death and all deadly powers by following the steps toward the power of life. After the encounter in the night, in the Gospel of John 20, the disciples opened the locks of their houses and the locks on their hearts. They got out and proclaimed the good message. They started to gather, to reconcile, to comfort others, and to have the courage to live a life carried by God's love. After their encounter at the river Jacob, Jacob changed and he could meet his brother. He could ask for forgiveness and he could move on in inner peace. The middle of the night is the beginning of a new day. Each Sunday is the realization of Easter, symbolizing transformation and the beginning of something new. So let us, in our personal lives, in our communities and our societies, be the sign of God's love, of a love, of a light that shines in the darkness and be filled with the joy God has marked and blessed us in the dark nights and in bright daylight. If you but trust in God that guide us, let us sing now this hymn all together. And the peace of God, which is higher than all our understanding, keep our minds awake and strengthen our love for one another. Amen.